By the early 19th century, Boston was a hotbed for the country's burgeoning abolitionist movement. And yet, African Americans here still faced an extraordinary uphill battle for equality, at the ballot box, in schools, even at church.
They are relegated to balconies and spaces where they are not full members.
That's Beverly Morgan Welch, director of Boston's Museum of African American History. Consider the story she tells of a black family in Boston who did exactly what white families of the day did at their church of choice. They purchased a pew.
And then, we didn't mean to sell you the pew. It would be better if you didn't have a pew. We'll give you back your money. They refused to take the money. And when they arrived in church the next Sunday, the pew was gone.
And so the movement began to build a church in Boston where African Americans were fully welcomed.
They form both a committee of blacks and then a white committee that helps in the fundraising as well.
Built on Beacon Hill, almost entirely by black artisans, it took just over a year to be completed. It was commonly known, as it is today, as the African Meeting House.
They truly give considerable thought to all that will occur in that space, that they will worship together, that they will have a Sabbath school, that organizations will be able to have their meetings in this space.
And the organizations came calling.
The Afrique Female Intelligence Society, the Colored Young Men's College, the Massachusetts General Colored Association.
In 1832, it's where William Lloyd Garrison founded the New England Anti-Slavery Society.
Well, it not only changes the game for African Americans in Boston, it changes the game for African Americans in free black northern communities.
From Portland, Maine to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, black meeting houses sprung up across the north. And as the country grappled with abolitionism and a bloody civil war, the African Meeting House became the center of a growing network and an indispensable space for refuge and for rallying.
Gatherings to secure the Massachusetts 54th Regiment were held there. Some of the finest musical events of the year, Frederick Douglass often gave speeches that absolutely changed the nation.
But by 1900, the black community was migrating from Beacon Hill to the South End and Roxbury, establishing newer, larger churches for a growing community.
The Jewish immigrant community begins to move on to Beacon Hill. They purchase the meeting house to become a synagogue.
And for some 70 years, it remained so, until 1972, when the Museum of African American History purchased the building. In 2011, they brought it back to its 1855 appearance. Today, it's the museum's centerpiece, open for all to experience.
We believe that all Americans, anyone, will find there an understanding of what it means to be engaged in the important ideas and ideals around freedom and democracy, especially as it evolves in this country and around the world.
The African Meeting House, the oldest African-American church still standing, dedicated on Beacon Hill in Boston, 208 years ago this week. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwig III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.